Huh?
Oh, okay. Good. So Halavai, we should be like Beinonim. Okay, so Perek Beis of Tanya. If you remember, there are two different nefeshes that every Jew has, right? Tanya holds fundamentally Jews and Goyim are different. How this squares with our sensibilities is a different conversation. But the difference is that Jews have a they like Eloka Mimal. They have a portion of them, right, which is from God, God's self, right? From Hashem itself, there's a chelek Elokim Imal. Says the Alter Rebbe, this is the pshat in the pasuk in last week's parasha, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom blows life into nishmas chayim, into humankind, which ends up being only Jews, okay? That's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it to Adam, but it ends up being only for Klal Yisrael at some point. The Zohar has an expression that when a person blows, when I blow from my essence, from myself, right? So when Hashem blows into Adam HaRishon, Adam is getting a portion of the Ribbono Shel Olam itself. So far, so good? That is called the Nishmas Elokim Mimal. Just a brief aside, by the way. Rav Huttner used to say that this is the pshat in the mitzvah of shofar. The mitzvah of shofar is the only mitzvah we really do with blowing. Right? So the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah blows air into us. The way we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we take that air that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into us and we blow it back. And that's the kol shofar. Right? It goes back to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah. Now, what this means, the Alter Rebbe says, is that Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem is that we are sons of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the actual sense. Just like a child has DNA that comes from the parent, we have DNA that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Itself, right? We have DNA that comes straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam because Vayipapap of Nishmas Chayim, part of us that Nishmas Elokim Ma'al is a chelek of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That chelek of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Alter Rebbe explains, is that chelek of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is also b'machshava to create Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, right? That beis means for the purpose of. I think we spoke about this last week a little bit, right? The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is for the purpose of Klal Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. But Bereishis also means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah originally was to create Klal Yisrael. And the Alter Rebbe explains, I hope this isn't too graphic, but he says like this, the initial stage of producing a child comes when? So it comes from machshava. When the male becomes aroused, that's thought. That's the initial stage of producing a child. The zera only comes out, right? Again, the zera is the initial stage because the woman's contribution comes afterwards, so to speak, right? So the initial stage in the producing a child comes from the zera, which is created from the machshava. Right? It's created from arousal that happens in the mind. In the mind of the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever that means, there is an idea of Klal Yisrael, which is the Nishmas Elokim Mima'al, and that neshama, just like the bit of zera that comes from the father, ends up creating every part of the baby, from the baby's head until the baby's toenails, all comes from that original bit of zera, which is machshava. So also, there is nishmas Elokim Mima'al for every part of the Jewish people, from the head which is, let's say, the Gedolei Yisrael who connect more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the heel, which is those Jews who are, right, the Kal Sheba Kalim in Alter Rebbe language. Our generation is called Ikvisa de Mashiacha. We are the heel before Mashiach comes. We are the lowest of the low, right? The heel before Mashiach comes. And this is, right, what that means is just like that bit of Zera creates every part of the child, even to the lowest part, every part of Klal Yisrael, down to the lowest part of Klal Yisrael, whatever that means, the lowest of, right, it sounds like something out of Karl Bach, no? The lowest of the low, right? Okay, but down to the lowest part is all coming from the Nishmas Eloka Mima'al. And then the Alter Rebbe explains, this is the Pshat U'Ledavgabo. The Gemara says that how does a person cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Right? Gemara in Pesachim. V'chi evshel ha'odam lidabek b'shchina. Right? How can you connect? How can you like embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, the answer is, connect to Talmidei Chachamim. What does that mean? That means that Talmidei Chachamim have that Nishmas Elokim Mima'al in a higher part of their body, so to speak, than everybody else. The people who are lower down, so there is Nishmas Elokim Mima'al, there is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every person, but it's all the way down at the toenails. But for Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolei Yisrael, people on a higher spiritual madrigo, whatever it is, so the element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is higher up in them. It's closer to their head, as it were. So therefore, when you cling to them, you are clinging to more of the Shekhinah in the sense of more of their, they are more permeated with the Nishmas Elokim Mima'al. Right? Instead of the Nishmas Elokim Mima'al just being a tiny bit of that left toenail, the Nishmas Elokim Mima'al is more of them, it's more a chelek of them. I think this is the pshat in chapter 2 of Tanya. Questions, comments, observations? You should read the perek. I didn't read it inside this time, but I think I realized that like just that reading inside will take a very long time, will get nowhere. So I gave a summary, but if you read it, now you realize that, like, oh gosh, the man is actually saying something. The man being the Alter Rebbe, not me.